going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keith, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll get you some Would You Rathers coming up. We're still monitoring what I guess has turned into a pretty explosive press conference.
Yeah, I guess a little spicy. I guess Neely and Sweeney are a little bit on the defensive.
Well, it started out very defensive right away.
It kind of did.
Charlie Jacobs and Cam Neely and Don Sweeney. We carried all of that. I'll read from our pal Pete Blackburn.
Okay.
At the What Chaos podcast. He says, I'm almost certain Cam Neely is going to punch at least two or three holes in the wall after this press conference.
Oh, boy. Seabass is
he
fired
says,
up.
Cam is steaming, all caps, mad.
Yeah.
Our pal DJ Bean, also from What Chaos, says that, I read this earlier, Kevin Paul DuPont doing God's work. So I guess he's mixing it up.
So DuPont's in there asking questions about the team, the
and
direction of the team, et cetera.
You got a text, Keith. You were alerted to, I guess they were asked that very question about.
Yeah, well, we were getting into about
why are
how
you churning through all the head coaches while you stand by Don Sweeney?
Yeah.
And I think the justification was shorter shelf life in the room than upstairs.
Sure.
We'll get you some of that. Turn it around.
Very good.
We have Pure Hoops with Terp on the way at high noon. We got Hate It or Love It, Tyler Warren, at 11:45.
Show.
So stay tuned for that. We'll tweet that out at Jones and Keefe momentarily. But let's start with some Would You Rathers here, Bill. What's first?
All right, first up, would you rather the Patriots trade up or down tomorrow?
So, well,
yeah, this is actually, I think trading up gets dismissed too quickly.
Like trading up from four, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or in general?
Okay, I was thinking from four, but
okay.
You take it either way you want. Mm-hmm. I think trading up from four, and I've been one of these people that just says, all right, you have too many needs, you don't want to give up too many picks. But how different are we going to feel on Friday if they walk away somehow, some way with either Hunter or Carter? I think you'd feel amazing, right? Whereas like guys like Campbell, the fan base is kind of split on it. It's like, yeah, it's a need, but how good is he? Genty, people are also split on because you're like, he's an explosive player, but it's also a running back at four. If you end up with Carter or Hunter, I think you're talking about like what a huge win that is. The question then becomes, how much did you have to give up? How many other picks did you have to forfeit just to move up one or two spots?
So I agree it gets dismissed too easily. And I would say I'd rather they trade up, but not from four. I would rather they trade up from 38 or wherever to late in the first round. So if that's cheating, you let me know.
No, I want that too.
But I would rather they trade up. It just four to me is not super high on the list because of the draft capital I think they have to give up, which you're referencing. But the thing you keep hearing about this draft, everybody wants to move back. Nobody wants to move up. I know Schrager got it going yesterday where teams are calling about 2 and 3. That doesn't mean anybody's moving up. Matt Miller says he expects trades on day one. That doesn't mean in the top 10, certainly in the top 5. But let's say because everybody's looking to get out this year and you're the team looking to move up, that could be, Keith, a buying opportunity.
Not a sucker's bet?
Not a sucker's bet.
This
could be the year where it's cheaper to move up the board. You're not moving up for a quarterback. It's a down draft. If you're telling me you can get a deal on the Jimmy Johnson trade value chart or whatever value chart you use, if you're telling me you can get a deal and it'll cost you less this year to do it because it is a down draft, then sure, they should look at moving up from three, from four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else do we have, Billy?
Would you rather have Paolo Banchero or Cade Cunningham?
Easy. Cunningham. Cunningham's a stud. Banchero.
Banchero's good, though.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's good. The Magic have two good players. Cunningham is, I mean, he was all NBA for you, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think he's one of the 10 best players right now.
Ben Carroll wasn't sniffing an all NBA team.
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if he is at some point like a third team all NBA guy. Like, I think he's really good. And if he gets a little bit more help, I mean, he's pretty much him and Wagner like dragged that team to the playoffs. And so I give him credit. And these were guys that were back to back number one overall picks on teams that looked like were going to be disaster, like the Pistons.
Well, the Pistons were a disaster.
With Cunningham.
They've turned it around, yeah.
And then even the Magic, when they got them, like back-to-back first-round picks that have worked out, both have got themselves in the playoffs. Cunningham came in a year earlier and now has his team looking better, maybe even winning the first round. Yeah, I would definitely take Cunningham, but it shows you sort of the sheer amount of talent that is in the league.
Oh,
yeah, these guys are great.
I believe in The Athletic came out with their player survey. Mm-hmm. Derek White was the second most underrated or underappreciated, I forget how they worded it, player in the league. Cunningham was one.
Was he?
And I think he's a guy who has a chance to really make a name for himself in this postseason if they beat New York, especially considering they're going against the Knicks. Celtics fans would get a real look at him in round two if they're able to beat New York. But I think that's Ben Carroll is a good player. I'm not denying that. But I would rather have Cade Cunningham for sure. What else, Billy?
Would you rather Roman Anthony or Seidon Rafaela in the lineup right now?
Roman Anthony. I mean, Seidon Rafaela will make a web gem here or there, but
he started to hit a little bit. Emphasis on a little bit.
Two
more hits last night, 229. I mean, no power thus far, but he had more power than you probably realized last year. He had 15 home runs. He had a sneaky amount of RBIs last year.
He did. He had like 75 RBI. No, I think he's a good player, but like Roman Anthony, I think his OPS at Worcester is like almost 1,000. Like, give me Roman Anthony. Put him in the lineup. There's still days to use Rafaela. He plays every position. You could figure out, give Story a day, give Campbell a day, give Willier Abreu a day. Like, he'll still play. And I like his defense in center field is great, but having Roman Anthony in the lineup, like I'm ready for that.
Yeah, I would rather Roman Anthony as well. By the way, it came out yesterday, the manager in Worcester, which I should know since we're
WooSox guys.
We're WooSox guys. We're at Polar Park. We were there for opening day, all the hoopla. But he came out and said Roman Anthony's not playing any first.
Chad Tracy.
Thank you. It was right on the tip of my tongue.
No, I know that.
Chad Tracy.
Yep.
Could be a random baseball player of the day.
Tune in to find out.
Not to spoil anything.
Around 140 or so.
In the grab bag. Mm-hmm. But he came out and said Roman Anthony won't be playing first base. So it will be an outfield spot /DH for Roman Anthony. I would rather he's up here now. Have you seen the barrel percentage, Keith?
Guy's just hitting.
I've lost track of the barrel percentage the last couple of days.
The ball down
but
there.
It is out of control.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
I agree.
So we both answer Roman Anthony.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret. With Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Final question, Billy.
Would you rather see The Accountant 2 or Until Dawn this weekend?
What is Until Dawn?
Until Dawn is a survival horror film based off of a video game, which I think looks pretty sweet. Nick, you seen the previews for the Until Dawn?
Yeah, and I was shocked that it wasn't anything like the game, apparently.
Yeah, a little bit different than the game, but it's based off of the game.
I thought this was going to be a Sinners question, or is
no,
the Sinners too obvious?
Sinners is too obvious. Week 2 for Sinners this weekend. If you haven't seen it, go see Sinners. We know Joe Mazzulla is going to see The Accountant 2.
Yeah.
He says he's going to see it every day, every off day, the rest of the playoffs.
Yes.
He's so gung-ho for The Accountant 2. Ben Affleck, John Bernthal, very good. I have more interest in Until Dawn. Until Dawn looks like a good time.
John Bernthal is from The Bear? That's John Bernthal?
Yeah. And The Punisher and The Walking Dead and, a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
Fury, the tank movie with Brad Pitt.
I have not seen
Shia
that.
LaBeouf.
I want to see Accountant 2. Strictly so I understand any random references from Joe Mazzulla.
Good point. He'll mix in a few quotes.
Watch it for work.
Yeah. No, it's for work purposes.
Of course you are.
For purposes, yeah. I want to get on the same level as Joe Mazzulla. I want to understand
that
where he's coming from.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Accountant
yeah.
2 is yeah. where it's at. Like, he's dropping in all these town references.
Uh-huh.
We haven't seen the town.
No,
how are you going to get any of it?
True.
I mean, the man's seen it hundreds and hundreds of times. The Accountant 2 is my answer.
Here's the premise of Until Dawn before you answer.
Do I have to watch Accountant 1 before I watch Accountant 2? Yeah. I have to see The Accountant first?
I think so. Yeah, I think it might be on Netflix. Probably. You're not going to know what the hell's going on.
How are you going to know what's going on?
Oh,
you're
going to
be lost.
He's an accountant that beats people up, right? I got it from the ads, I think.
It's deeper than that. It's so much deeper than that.
I got to watch both? Well, maybe I'm back on Until Dawn now.
Until Dawn. 1 year after her sister Melanie mysteriously disappeared, Clover and her friends head into the remote valley where she's vanished in search of answers. They find themselves horrifically murdered, only to wake up and find themselves back at the beginning.
Oh.
Trapped in an endless time loop, they're forced to relive the nightmare again, only each time the killer is different, each more terrifying than the last.
I see.
And the only way to escape is to survive Until Dawn.
So it's Groundhog Day, just with murders.
Yeah,
it's Happy Death Day, but rated R.
There you go.
That's right. Both great.
Okay.
I'm in on this.
No Bill Murray, more murders. It's Groundhog Day.
Yep, it's Groundhog
Day.
All
right, good. That's
with vicious murders, though.
That's Did they get Hayden Panettiere back?
Sadly, no. She's not. At least she's not in the cast. Maybe she's uncredited. She's not in this. But there you go. That's a fun little Would You Rather.
There you go. Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll continue to monitor what's coming out of the Bruins. Their season wrap-up press conference got pretty ugly here today with Charlie Jacobs, Don Sweeney, and specifically Cam Neely.
Yes.
So we'll get you some of that coming up. And hate it or love it, Tyler Warren, you can vote at Jones and Keefe. We'll give you our breakdown coming up next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.